episode 3276, Find Rest in Your Weariness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. How are you? Like, really, how are you doing? Because if you notice the weather, I think across the United States of America right now, it is freezing. But today, I know it is all about your soul, my friend, and it is about reaching down and your relationship with God. Where are you sitting? Are you sitting at the foot of the cross? Are you listening in? Find rest in your weariness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We'll take a deep breath. I don't know about you, but maybe you're still recovering from the playoffs. Yes, we kicked it off yesterday. Oh, and the Australian Open is kicking off today. Well, kind of today. I mean, it was really like on a Saturday, but really it's their Sunday anyway. It's very confusing, right, when they're all ahead of you. So I don't know what floats your boat. Maybe you're enjoying some basketball more. I'm not a basketball girl fan, but that's okay. God lets us enjoy all of our surroundings and the blessings that we have. But you know what? There are moments in life when your soul just aches and you find yourself slumped over in a posture of defeat, not because your team lost the playoffs, but because you're attempting to carry the weight of the world. Come and find rest in your weariness. You know, too much of ourselves has become a slave to the demands placed upon us, allowing the chaos and expectations to dictate our emotions, our feelings, and then it just drains our spirits. We're just plain plum exhausted, not just physically, but spiritually. And in those moments, it becomes clear that, well, you're not meant to endure life challenges alone. It's like you just can't do it. My friend, you are designed to walk hand in hand with the support of others, and above all, the support of our Heavenly Father. I don't know about you, but when I think about rest, I think, yeah, let me, you know, go lay down and have my head hit the pillow. But then I think about more of a kind of rest that is for my soul, for my spirit. I don't know about you, but because we're too busy, because we have so much going on, because it's really cold outside, because you may have snow falling outside and you're listening to me because you have nothing else better to do. And by the way, thank you. I don't take it lightly that you're here. I don't just spin my wheels and just throw words at you. I believe you're here. It's a divine appointment. And God has something in store for you today. I don't know what that is, but I want you to tune in to Him, not me. See, my prayer when I get on here and I send this out into the world is that God meets you where you are right now. Are you wrestling with something? Are you trying to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders? Are you trying to face life's challenges in isolation? Are you trying to really sit there and say, okay, I got this, and act like you got it all together when really you're falling all apart? And if it wasn't for the skin on your body, you may be looking a little strange. In a world that constantly demands your attention and exhausts your spirit, it truly is easy to forget that true strength does not come from your own efforts alone. You may fall into the trap of believing that you need to have all the answers and shoulder all the burdens yourself. Been there, done that. Didn't get me very far. Man, it's put me in the hospital. It's made me dehydrated. I've gotten sick because of it. I definitely have lost thousands of hours of sleep on it. And in doing so, you only set yourself up for what? Further defeat and exhaustion. But sometimes that's the hamster wheel we're on. That's a roller coaster of life that we just keep riding. Jesus invites you to redefine your approach to life's trials. He never promised us that we would have everything that we want and life would be all glorious. He never promised that. But He did promise His love and His grace, and that He would meet you on the other side of this temporary home. He beckons you not to rely solely on your own knowledge and understanding, but to trust in the restorative power of His presence. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And it is through God's unwavering love and support, His grace, that you can find true rest for your weary soul. And in your moments of defeat, instead of slumping further under the weight, because I get it, man, your back can only hold so much. Let yourself lean into the comfort and strength that God provides. Find rest in your weariness. And while this invitation to find rest in God does not guarantee that sleepless nights or hardships will vanish instantly, oh, wouldn't that be nice? It would be nice. What it does do is it offers you a glimmer of hope and a renewed perspective. It reminds you that even in the midst of life's storms, you can find solace, that comfort in knowing that God is ever present, the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. We change, but He does not. When you trust in His guidance and draw strength from His love, you experience a profound sense of rest within your soul. It's hard to explain even. It's like, I don't know. It's like I'm going through life and I see myself doing it, but I am so exhausted. I don't know how I'm putting one foot in front of the other, but I am. It's like an outer body experience in a positive way, but a weird way. And maybe you haven't thought about it much in that manner. That's okay. Don't call me crazy. Because there are times that there's just so much on your plate that you feel as tall as an ant. And you're like, I can't carry 100 times of me. But you're trying to. When you trust in His guidance and draw strength from His love, that's where you find that profound sense of, yes, I can rest because God's got me. And it is a rest that transcends the physical realm and offers a sanctuary in the depths of your being. So as you journey through life, remember that true rest is not found in the external circumstances or the world's expectations. Whether it is discovered in becoming still, be still and know that I am God. Surrender control. And finding refuge in the arms of a loving God. When you allow yourself to lean into His strength and invite Him into your moments of defeat, you discover a peace that passes all understanding. I don't know if your football team has played yet. We've got a couple more games to go. In fact, I think we have 4 games to go. We've got 2 today. We have 2 on Monday. And everybody's like, oh, go. And they're cheering for theirs. But you know what? God doesn't pick a team. He chooses you. Doesn't matter if your team wins or loses. You're not defeated, my friend. You're not defeated because you're not advancing in your career. You're not defeated because you feel like a bad mom. You're not defeated because you've got 5 loads of laundry still yet to do and 3 of them yet to fold. You're not defeated because you're going to be snowed in and you're thinking, I'm going to be pulling out my hair because not only do I have to handle the kids, but I have to manage the husband. I'm done already. I'm done. And have you looked at my budget? My budget says negative $2,000. How am I going to fix that? God says, I'm here. Find rest in your weariness. The defeat doesn't have to be where it puts you out. Yeah, you're still going to have to deal with those piles of laundry, whether they're clean or they need to be washed and dried. But guess what? You don't have to be drowning in your own tears and the fear that you don't know what's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I don't know what it is, but God's got you. And guess what? You will find the strength. Somehow, you're going to make the budget work. I don't know what that looks like, but God does. And that doesn't mean that you sit back and you fold your arms and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to sit here on my couch and I'm going to wait for you to show up. No, you still have to go and do. You still have to care for your family. You still have to, fold that laundry, wash it too. You still have to fix dinner. You still get to go to work, even though you don't feel like it. My friend, when defeat threatens to leave you slumped over and depleted and defeated, turn your eyes upon Jesus. As he said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Are you calling on him today? Cry out to him. You don't have to have all the right words. You don't have to go to AI to pray to God. I mean, seriously, let's get real here. Life is happening, and a lot of things is happening in this world. No one can help you but God. At what point are you going to say, I'm going to have the faith of a mustard seed? Be reminded that your strength lies not in your own abilities, but in the steadfast love and grace of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he is the one who offers you true rest for your weary soul. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.